So now I always make sure I have all my page numbers.
Good morning. I guess we're going to be small and mighty today, aren't we? I was looking out my front yard there and looking at my spring flowers, and I thought they were looking for some April showers, not quite the April snow flurries, but the robins looked a little confused this morning on my drive in, but hopefully this will just be a little spurt of winter and we'll get back to spring. Welcome. Unburden yourself from your worries and troubles of the week. Listen to the words of Jesus Christ. Lighten your hearts and rejoice in this time of your church family. Now's our time of anticipation. As you will note, we have a guest speaker this morning, and I'll give a little more information on him a little later on, but it's Derek Suderman that will be joining us. Call to worship. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. God has anointed us to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom for the prisoner, and recovery of the sight of the blind, to set the oppressed free. Let us worship the God of justice and peace. Let us pray. Taken from Luke 4:18, He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. Jesus stood up, unrolled the scroll, just as had Ezra, the prescribe, and announced to the assembly and to us that God is in our midst this day. Earth is a holy day, is holy now. Anoint our being and doings. Touch all our days with grace. Let us honor this world and its people. May the seed of Christ's word, planted and watered by the Holy Spirit, find root and grow in your hearts. Amen. At this time, we'll have our first hymn from the Blue Hymnal 272.
Small, but I hope you can sing heartily. Would you stand, please, for the first song? Christ is risen, shout Hosanna.
Thank you.
The scripture today is taken from Luke 4, 14 to 22. I'm sorry, I'm just getting the bulletin thing. I'll read the scripture here, and then we'll go to the children's story after that. The title in this, in my Bible, tells about this part as being Jesus rejected at Nazareth. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "To this day the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. At this time, we'll have the children come forward, and Tammy Shantz is leading this time.
I don't want it to be squeaky, but I feel like it might. Ooh, I like being a little quieter. Good, thanks. Bonjour. Comment ça va aujourd'hui? Oh, but you knew it was French. That's good. Did anybody understand what I did say? Just raise your hand if you did.
I don't.
Come on.
Wait, I might.
Well, language is tricky, isn't it? Some people would understand that very well and be able to speak it way better than me and be able to add to that. Once upon a time, that might have been me, but not any longer. And, you know, it's kind of a funny thing, language. If you didn't know what I said, where do we start? Right? If you can't understand what I'm saying, bonjour, comment ça va aujourd'hui? How do we talk if I'm talking in a different language, right? So I said, good morning. Hello, how are you? And bonjour is kind of a funny word because I was taught in school that it means hello. So that's how you would greet somebody in French, bonjour, and it means hello. But if you look at the word, it actually means good day. Bon, good, B-O-N, bon is good, and jour is J-O-U-R, bonjour, good day. And so when we talk about translating directly and loosely and whatever, it's a greeting. It doesn't really matter. Hello, how are you? Whoa! No, that's okay. It's a surprise. Bonjour. I'm going to take that so she doesn't turn me off. Okay, so if you didn't understand me, sorry, I've lost track completely. Yeah, no, it was fine. It was paper. It was fine. So when we're talking about the Bible, we'll just get to it. There are so many different kinds. So I brought these from home. I have duplicates. These are not all of our Bibles, which when I was going around the house, I was like, why do we have quite so many? And then in preparing for this children's story, I realized there's a lot of different versions. So my kids both have children's Bibles that are both different versions. And they do the different versions because the translation is a little different. And that's kind of interesting to me. So sometimes they try to translate them literally. So the Bible wasn't written in English to begin with. And so just like you didn't understand what I was saying in French, you wouldn't have been able to read the Bible when it was first written either. So they started making them in different languages, for sure. And sometimes they made them so that it was the exact wording, like bonjour wouldn't just be, hey, how are ya? It would be like, good day, right? And then other times they would, instead of doing word for word, they would do just a thought or a thought and just, that's what that sentence means, so that's what we'll put down. And other times they would paraphrase the ideas and it would just be the idea that was written. And so you can get a lot of different types of Bibles. I didn't even quite know how many different types, but the information that I found was a lot. So we won't, yeah. So do you understand that a little bit? And how there's different ways to look at things, and I'm sorry, I lost my track of thought. But the idea of bonjour, and then it being two words, but not really, it's just one. Hey, how are you today? And so when you're translating the Bible, it gets a little more complicated than that, doesn't it? And we want to know what it says. That's the other thing. If we don't know what it means, how do we know what it says in the Bible? Okay, how about we just say a grace and go back to our seats? Okay, dear Lord, please help us to understand your word